Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
Can you believe Professor Kensington postponed the due date for the term paper this morning? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. I've been spending days and nights in the computer lab writing up that paper. I only did that because he kept on emphasizing that he won't take any paper that's not in his office by noon today.
I heard that too. Jessica and I stayed up half the night trying to finish it. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning when we finally had the third draft. I barely had any sleep.
You had Jessica to help you? At least you had someone to proofread your paper and help you with the research. It was a nightmare for me. I didn't even have time to proofread my paper.
Well, I'm really upset that Professor Kensington was so inconsiderate. Don't you agree?
I guess it was a hasty change, but I think he did it for us students.
You really didn't get enough sleep, did you? You're not thinking straight. I can't possibly see how I can understand his hasty decision that way.
Well, as much as I'm unhappy with his last-minute decision, I think he did it so that we could have one more chance to look over our work before turning it in. Besides, an extension of 2 days isn't going to change anything drastic in our papers.
I suppose. Still, I would have had more time to study for the calculus exam, which was today, if I hadn't had to spend so much time and energy on that paper.
Oh well, at least he didn't tell us to hand it in earlier.
That's right. Anyway, I'm not going to spend another 2 days on the assignment. I'm handing it in after the next class.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Professor Atkins, could I get some help with my chemistry lab?
Certainly, Julie. What's the problem? Are you having trouble understanding some of the experiments?
Oh, no, I understand the experiment. Perhaps I only think that I understand it.
What do you mean? Do you or don't you?
Well, I tried the latest experiment by myself, based on what I understood from your lectures and lab session, but I seem to come up with really different results from what the textbook indicates I should be getting.
That certainly is a possibility. Remember, the textbook tends to give you an ideal explanation of the experiments, but in real life, any number of factors can cause you to get results that might not be the ideal or preferred outcome.
Oh, that's good. So any result is acceptable?
No, of course there is a range. For this particular experiment, I'd expect your answer to be within, let's see now, perhaps 4 or 5% of the textbook.
Really? My answer was nearly 10% off. Wouldn't that be all right?
I'm sorry, but that would be a problem. If your answer were that far from the proper answer, and say that even if you could explain the difference, I would have to lower your grade significantly.
I see. All right. I guess I'm going to have to redo it. I want to do well in your class and can't afford to get a bad grade.
Very good. But you'll have to hurry. The lab is due Friday, and I won't be giving any extensions.
Oh, I was hoping...
Yes?
Oh, it's nothing. Well, could you please sign a permission slip for me to use the lab after hours? I only have time during late evenings this weekend.
Sure. I'll do that for you right now. Here you go. And a tip. Before you start the experiment, wipe the test tubes with alcohol. There might be unwanted residue inside that might be affecting the result.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
We'll be looking into the largest state in America, Alaska. If you look at the location of Alaska on the map, you can see that it is bordered by Canada on the east, the Arctic Ocean on the north, the Bering Strait and Bering Sea to the east, and the Gulf of Alaska. Wait a minute. Sorry about that. To the west, and the Gulf of Alaska to the south. And as you can see on the map, Alaska has a greater land area than California and Texas combined. Now, although there are many cities in Alaska, the population is so low that an average number of students in a middle school classroom is only about 10. You can imagine many desolate small towns scattered around Alaska. It's probably because roads and railways serve only certain portions of the state. So it's natural that Alaskans rely heavily on airplanes for transportation, since many parts of Alaska are accessible only via air. Well, of course, there is a railway operating between Fairbanks, a relatively big city in central Alaska, and Seward, a city on the southern coast. It is much more popular than the only major highway in Alaska, the Alaska Highway, which is open throughout the year. Not that there's much traffic. One does not need to venture far to understand the reason for its sparse population. Even though cold climate and other factors make most of Alaska a less than desirable location for farming, agriculture is conducted in a few areas between Fairbanks and the southern coast. Most of the food Alaskans need, however, must be imported from outside the state. Also, Alaska is subject to strong earthquakes and occasional volcanic activity. Your textbook describes the explosion of the Alaskan volcano Mount Katmai in the early 20th century as one of the most famous and violent volcanic eruptions in history. I strongly suggest you read up on that chapter, as we'll be touching on some of that the next time. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, earthquakes. These occasional earthquakes generate seismic sea waves called tsunamis. As you may have heard, these waves can reach far inland and destroy communities along the shore. It wasn't much different from the terrible tsunami of 2004.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.